It was a map showing every detail of the Hogwarts castle and grounds, but the truly remarkable thing were the tiny ink dots moving around it, each labelled with a name in minuscule writing. Astounded, Harry bent over it. A labelled dot in the top left corner showed that Professor Dumbledore was pacing his study. The caretaker's cat, Mrs. Norris, was prowling the second floor, and Peeves, the poltergeist, was currently bouncing around the trophy room. And as Harry's eyes travelled up and down the familiar corridors, he noticed something else. This map showed a set of passages he had never entered, and many of them seemed to lead right into Hogsmeade, said Fred, tracing one of them with his finger. There are seven in all. Now, Filch knows about these four, he pointed them out, but we're sure we're the only ones who know about these. Don't bother with the one behind the mirror on the fourth floor. We used it until last winter, but it's caved in, completely blocked. And we don't reckon anyone's ever used this one because the Whomping Willows planted right over the entrance. But this one here, this one leads right into the cellar of Honeydukes. We've used it loads of times, and as you might have noticed, the entrance is right outside this room, through that one-eyed old crone's hump. Moony, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs, sighed George, patting the heading of the map. We owe them so much. Noblemen, working tirelessly to help a new generation of lawbreakers, said Fred solemnly. Right, said George briskly. Don't forget to wipe it after you've used it, or anyone can read it, Fred said warningly. Just tap it again and say mischief managed, and it'll go blank. So, young Harry, said Fred, in an uncanny impersonation of Percy, mind you behave yourself. See you in Honeydukes, said George, winking. They left the room, both smirking in a satisfied sort of way. Harry stood there, gazing at the miraculous map. He watched the tiny ink Mrs. Norris turn left and pause to sniff at something on the floor. If Filch really didn't know, he wouldn't have to pass the Dementors at all. But even as he stood there, flooded with excitement, something Harry had once heard Mr. Weasley say came floating out of his memory. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain. This map was one of those dangerous magical objects Mr. Weasley had been warning against. Aids for magical mischief makers. But then, Harry reasoned, he only wanted to use it to get into Hogsmeade. It wasn't as though he wanted to steal anything or attack anyone. And Fred and George had been using it for years without anything horrible happening.